Are we good to go? All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Talk to Danielle podcast. I am your host, Danielle C. Baker. And before we get started, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. And of course, with season two, this episode is brought to you by the Self-Esteem Doctor Online Academy with the amazing Dr. Simone Alicia. There's a wealth of resources there to help with your child's self-esteem and confidence and so much more. So I'll leave the link in the description so you can have a look at it. I highly recommend it. And today we're going to jump right in with this amazing guest. I love her energy. I love just everything that she does. And I will put the spotlight on her in a second. And she has this great, amazing book. We're going to talk about it a little bit as well. I have the wonderful Dionne Nichols Germain. Sorry, I just actually practiced this. I knew my French was going to kick in, but it's Germain. Wonderful, just a great person overall. She does some great work as well, and I can't wait to put the spotlight on her. So thank you so much, Dion, for coming on. And can you kind of tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, sure. No, thank you for having me. I love love. So this is going to be fun. A whole lot of love going on.
That's right.
So actually, I do reside in Connecticut now. I lived in New York for over 20 years, but I am Canadian. So this also feels, full circle for me because I grew up in Ottawa.
Right.
And then when I had this, big dream to work in fashion, that's when I moved to the Big Apple. So I actually graduated from Carleton University and packed my bags, took a one-way trip on a train to New York City, landed in Brooklyn, and the rest is history.
That's amazing. And I you've been to a couple more states since. Yeah, I believe you're in Connecticut now.
I am. So
Yeah.
yeah, so just after the pandemic, I would say, my son had just moved to Georgia, actually to Georgia State University. I'm in a whole new career now. So I
Nice.
actually left fashion and now I'm an executive coach. So I can work from anywhere. And my husband also, shifted careers. So we now live with mountains as our backdrop. We're in a place called Simsbury, Connecticut. So I bump
Sounds
into
lovely.
bears, bobcats, but I was ready for it. It feels like coming back again to that wide open space and greenery of when I grew up in Ottawa. And it's
Yeah.
a perfect space for creativity and just, rejuvenation. So yeah, at this age, I had done the hustle and bustle of New York City, and this is perfect for me.
That's a huge change. Yes, there's something magical about mountains. I'm from the mountains as well, and I love it. You do a lot of work on forgiveness. This is like a big thing that we see, and that's what the book is about as well. And we'll talk about what you have coming on. But can you kind of show? This is what I found really interesting because it is a journal. But in the beginning, you explain a lot of the science behind forgiveness and all of that. And I like the part that you have about myths versus reality. So would you be kind of give us a few of those myths about forgiveness and what it actually is? Could you share that with us?
Sure. So for those who are wondering why I even picked up this this very messy, complicated
Yes.
topic, there is a personal testimony, so I just want to put that out there. So I kind of learned quite a bit of these myths along the way, and then just by then delving into it more once I made the decision to really commit to this topic, I learned so much more. So one of the things I learned, right, was that forgiveness is actually more for you. It's actually for you than the other person. So in my particular story, I unfortunately dealt with infidelity in my relationship. It was a 17-year, we were college sweethearts. Unfortunately, he was stepping out of the relationship, even a secret child, however, I knew for me to be able to create my next chapter. Like I said, I was around 40 years old at the time. And I knew, that for me to actually create space for that new person in my life, for my son to have a really thriving, atmosphere to grow up in, right? And for me to just be healthy and well, to focus on my future, I had to forgive. So one of the things that I absolutely go and preach to the hilts is that I believe that forgiveness is one of the highest forms of personal transformation. So who you become on the other side of forgiveness, I mean, my life is unrecognizable. because I keep choosing forgiveness. So that's first and foremost. Yes, it's a gift you give to others, but particularly it's for you to be free, for you to have peace, to have joy. Another myth, right? Because I could have gone the bitter woman scorned route, right? I also found out that if I forgive, it doesn't mean that he's off the hook. It
Right.
doesn't mean I'm condoning the behavior. Again, if you take nothing else from this podcast today, you're forgiving because you don't want to live in a mental prison the rest of your life. So it doesn't condone what happened. It's so I can be free, so I can reclaim my power. Now, in my case, we were able to create a beautiful, healthy, loving co-parenting relationship. I'm so thankful for that. But in some cases, it's not safe, perhaps. It may not actually physically be safe. Maybe that person just keeps, you know, betraying you or crossing those boundaries. So another huge myth is that forgiveness actually requires one person. Reconciliation, restoration, that requires two. So many of us only think of sort of that, I call it the Hallmark version of forgiveness, where everything's wrapped up in a bow, the person apologizes, you're able to receive it, we have that full reconciliation. That's not always possible. What if that person's passed away? That's the extreme case that I use, right? You'll never get that apology. Meanwhile, you're alive, but still dying a slow death, if you will. So forgiveness requires one. Reconciliation requires two.
Yeah. I love that. And it's so freeing when you do. It took me a while to wrap my head around that from my personal experiences as well. And just to say that, you know, it doesn't wipe the slate clean for the other person. It just, for your inner peace, for your, you know, just to keep moving on is very important. I love how you said that, clear it so that you can receive something better. I really like that. You also mentioned a lot about the impact on, it's not just on a soulful level, but there is like body, mind, and soul. Forgiveness works on every level. So can you kind of go walk us through a little bit what those impacts are for both body, mind, and soul?
Yes. And I'm going to say this, actually, I mean, mind, body, soul, but we are in relationship with everything. So I just want people to really understand how far reaching this is, whether it's our money, we're in relationship with that, right? We're in relationship to ourselves. So just keep in mind, if we're harboring those resentments, those judgments, it blocks so many things beyond just mind, body, and soul. So when it comes to our mind, when we are, so if you're not familiar with this term, it's called rumination. When we ruminate over and over again, which is basically reliving the incident, that past incident, by the way, it's keeping us trapped in the past, keeping us disconnected from the present. But when we're doing that, there's actually something happening in the brain, in the area of the nucleus accumbens, where it actually, every time we ruminate, we are activating the same pain pathway as if we were putting our hands on a hot stove over and over again. I'm just giving you the visual. Every time we're ruminating, we're releasing those negative toxins in our brain, and we're suppressing the good, the feel-good hormones, the serotonin, the endorphins, right? And so you can imagine if we keep releasing that into our body, you could see why there's so many, you know, amplifying effects when we do. When we are, you know, consumed by negativity and those hard emotions, you know, mental clarity is difficult, right? Focus. Over long periods of time, there's studies, Johns Hopkins University, they found that harboring unforgiveness for extended periods of time, right, leads to anxiety, depression, bipolar, addiction, right, tends to be the source of holding on to these things. From a physical standpoint, there is a higher likelihood of heart damage, right? Cortisol is going up, right? Stress, right? We're stressing ourselves when we're holding on to negative emotions. So that means cortisol is going up. So any kind of heart-related issues, there's a higher likelihood. It impacts our sleep, right? Because when that cortisol level is spiking, that's what's waking us up out of our sleep. So now our sleep's impacted. So physically, we're not getting enough, right? And you can see the cycle there. Pain increased. Things you wouldn't think of. So your immune system can be impacted. Your digestive. Do you know your sex drive? Not to mention memory. So all these things, you know, we're not thinking about the repercussions of holding on to these emotions that are just no longer serving us. And then from a soulful standpoint, when you're wondering, why do I keep attracting that same kind of toxic relationship? For example, you might need to check your heart. You're wondering, well, I can't seem to move forward. I can't get clarity on my purpose. Why isn't abundance, you know, flowing into my life? You might need to check your heart, your soul, because unforgiveness blocks your blessings. It blocks the flow of prosperity, et cetera. So yeah, you really want to consider. All, and then, so everything I've just said, you know, flip it. So everything I just shared, everything opens up, everything increases in a positive way when we do.
That's incredible. And it is a huge, we sometimes we don't even realize that we're in that pattern. It's we just do it so because we've been into it. Those pathways are so deep rooted that it's hard. And I find forgiveness for people that I work with, forgiveness is one of the hardest things. To let go is so hard because it's just like you've had this injustice, you've had this, you know, so much pain. So is there something, what would you recommend that somebody today could start doing now to incorporate kind of in their daily routine, because you really do talk about a daily routine to get to switch that, invert it. So is there something that people could do today after they listen to this podcast that they could start
Oh,
incorporating? Yeah.
I love that you asked that question. I'm all about taking action. And that's why I wrote the journal the way I did, because I know it's this kind of nebulous thing, or not to mention, we're not really taught anything about forgiveness growing up. I mean, what were you taught growing up, right?
Yeah, it's just say you're sorry, but do you really know why you're saying sorry? Or do they really mean it? You know?
Yeah. Or you
Yeah.
don't see Uncle Johnny sitting at the Thanksgiving Day table anymore. Like we didn't really learn the best, right, practices growing up. So that's the key word I'll give you, practice. Right?
Practice.
We don't want to, I don't want people to think you get forgiveness perfect, right? So think of it as practice first and foremost, just to kind of take the pressure off of you and start small, right? Start small, small acts. Right? It could be someone who just cut you off in traffic, right? Sometimes it's easier when there's distance, right? When it's family or a close friend, okay, it might be a little more embroiled and entangled, but start there and you're building that muscle over time. And that's why I even created it a 90-day journal, because we know it takes 30 days to make something a habit, 90 days to make it a lifestyle. You want to supercharge your forgiveness journey. And I'm not by any means saying bypass. And I think I should clarify this. Forgiveness is a very active process of processing the emotions. So it is facing what is. So I want to make sure that's very clear. It's not about suppressing emotions or compartmentalizing, right? Some people think forgiving is forgetting. That's another myth, right? So we're actually doing the work to release those emotions, however that is for you, whether it's a therapist, a coach, but starting with a journal, starting small like this, some of the elements that I put in there, for example, is gratitude, right? The daily practice of gratitude literally rewires your brain to look for the good, even in the most difficult times. So I'm not saying don't do the work, but it is one way to start priming your heart, because we know what happens when we're not forgiving, right? Our heart is closing. But when we can even start just practicing forgiveness, that's already starting to prime our heart open to see another perspective, to get above the swirl of emotions. Yeah.
Well, I love
Yeah.
that. You've given me a good thing to practice. I just started commuting to work again. I used to work 3 minutes away from home, and now I've got a good 45-minute drive, and road rage is starting to kick in. So I will be practicing every day. I'll be thinking of you every day, going, okay, I'm okay. We're okay. We can't go any
Everybody's
faster.
safe.
I love
My
that.
flavor is the Walmart. Anybody cutting me in line, that's where I
Oh.
need to practice. I'm still like, I'm still human, just so you know, everybody. I'm still always doing my work.
Yes, I do get road rage at Walmart and Costco. Those are the I call it road rage. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. We are human.
Always
I
practicing.
just That's right. I just love, and I love how you explain it as well. Just give yourself grace. It takes practice. There's so I mean, if we learn through watching the adults around us when we're little, there's a lot that we have to unlearn. And so just to give ourselves grace and just take a little bit at a time. I love that advice. And it's easier. It's not as overwhelming to say, okay, I'm going to start small. And don't underestimate the power of gratitude. It's also a really great advice. Speaking of advice, is there any advice you wish you would have had sooner that would have made your life easier?
Well, I'll tell you the piece of advice that was a game changer for me, because a part of another reason why I did launch on this mission as well, is that I call myself a recovering perfectionist, because I don't ever think you fully, eliminate those aspects in your life. And so maybe having learned sooner that feedback, is nourishment. I got that only a few years ago, maybe about 4 years ago, on this journey of, healing and personal development. But when I was younger, everything from my penmanship, everything had to be perfect. And when you understand that when you make a mistake, you're not a mistake, and embracing it as learning, as wisdom, right, as a growth opportunity. I wish I had learned that a lot earlier in my life. I would have had a lot less procrastination, probably a lot less stress. I'm trying to keep it all together all the time, less performing, right? I'm not burning myself out as much to think I've got to get it perfect, or I've got to do it all on my own, So yeah.
Yeah, well, that's great advice, and that's great advice to give your children when they're young. They go through a lot of. I love that. If you make a mistake, doesn't mean you're a mistake. I love that. I'm
Yeah.
gonna
And so
keep
there's
that.
a practice of self-forgiveness there, right? And so that's why you'll notice the tagline of my book, it's for high-performing, high achievers. I mean, this book is for anyone, but I noticed my high-performing, high-achieving execs were so hard on themselves at work that they weren't speaking up in a meeting unless they were 155% right, or they're not stepping out and taking that stretch project or going for that promotion. Because if I get 1% of negative feedback, right? 99%, positive feedback, but I'm going to ruminate on that 1% for weeks. So, yeah, that self-forgiveness piece is just as important as learning to forgive others. And it usually starts there, actually.
And that's the hardest part. We can forgive other people. It's hard to forget ourselves, to forgive ourselves sometimes. Yeah. You have, and this is perfect timing because this episode will be released on the American Thanksgiving. And you have this new thing coming up. It's forgiving for Thanksgiving. Can you kind of give us a little bit of details about that?
Sure, it's a mouthful, no pun intended, isn't
Yeah.
it? The
I love it,
forgiving
especially
for.
Thanksgiving, because up here are in Canada, the image that we're giving of the American Thanksgiving, it's just complete chaos. Like every toxic point or aspect of a family comes up on Thanksgiving. That's the image that we're given. So I thought that was perfect when I saw that, forgiving for Thanksgiving. I loved it.
And it's a boot camp. Okay, I'm trying to equip and empower before you get home. And
That's
of
right.
course, the idea is to you have tools in real time. Say there is a flare up at the dinner table or what have you. Maybe mom is already complaining about your apple pie, but yes, yeah, so that was the inspiration. We know a lot of times once we get together with family, that's when old wounds can pop up, and we're easily triggered. Next thing you know, someone's throwing the cranberry sauce at grandma. So that was the premise of it, and it's been phenomenal to see. So it actually launched last week, and just to see again when we actually do this kind of work in community. Just to see the level of support, and I guess when people realize they're not alone, right? We all have our stuff, and you realize, you know what? I'm not the only one going through this. But yeah, it's been really well received. Unfortunately, I'm not taking any more registrants. However, I will make sure I give you the link. I actually created a free toolkit. It's a 5-step toolkit. Of forgiving for Thanksgiving, you know? So tips like gratitude, you know, can you already start practicing gratitude for each person in your life, you know, before you get there? Again, it's already going to shift how you show up energetically, you know? How about when you're at the airport, waiting at the gate? You know, start priming your mind, your heart, maybe listening to some podcasts, maybe work it in my journal, but you know, reading a book, but already again setting yourself up, you know, with a heart that's more open. And another one I highly recommend is actually trying to reparent yourself. Because many a time, you know, our parents didn't quite get the tools that we're getting now, and they're just doing the best that they can. And so how can I give myself reconnect with that younger version of you and what they needed, and tap in and see if you can actually offer it to yourself. You know, I share a story about my dad and I. Unfortunately, he deals with mental illness. And so when I was very young, I didn't understand that. And sometimes he could be quite abusive, right, in our family. And later on in life, I had a chance to. You know, because we were estranged for a very long time, at least 30 years. Because for a long time, I just held on to, hey, you know what? You hurt my mom. Because at 5, you don't understand beyond that. But through this forgiveness journey, it led me back to Ottawa. And we were actually teaching the program at Ottawa University at the time. I didn't mention this part, but my son's father, my ex, and I launched a nonprofit, a financial literacy nonprofit. That's his passion. And it led us back to teaching the program at Ottawa U. And during that time, I ended up, you know, coming to a place in my life where I said, you know what? My dad wasn't well. You know, he didn't mean to do those things. So I was able to connect to that point and also voicing to him what it felt like for me then, never knowing if it was going to be a good day or a bad day. You know, the fear that I had, the anger. And then by doing that, he never actually owned up to any of it. But it felt like I gave a voice to that little girl who was too scared to do that way back when. And so it just gave me healing and closure. And now I have my dad back in my life. You know? So you can try that on your own, you know, like I did, but maybe you want the support of a therapist or a coach. Depending on what the trauma might be or the hurt might be. But those are just some of the types of tips that I offer in the free toolkit.
I'm preaching to the choir on this one because of the form of the therapy that I do. It is, we call it becoming the loving parent. So you just kind of, you know what you needed as a child, so you can give it to yourself. And understanding that your parents were hurting or were struggling, and they unfortunately may have dumped it on you, but it wasn't because of you. It was just them not being able to deal with the what they were going through. So I love that, and I'm sure that toolkit will be transferable to Christmas as well, or any kind of holiday.
Absolutely.
So I'll make sure to add the link
Yes, and beyond. You can use these
and
tools
beyond.
anytime.
That's it. Just mark it on your calendar for every holiday. Okay, we're taking beyond. Dion's toolkit before we get to it. It's good
Yeah,
practice.
never hurts to have a refresher.
That's right. So what else is coming up for you? What's new? We have the 90-day conquering on forgiveness for the journal. And like you said, for the high performing, high achievers, because yes, there's we tend to be hard on ourselves sometimes. But what's new? What's do you have something new coming up?
Sure, there's a few things. So one, interestingly enough, I am celebrating my 1 year anniversary of the book on Thanksgiving. Like, what are the odds? So it's so exciting to
That's
be here
awesome.
with you on so many levels to share that.
Same
And
thing.
some of the things that I have coming up in celebration of that. So I created something called the 90-Day Conquering Unforgiveness Challenge. Because I, as I mentioned earlier, the power of being in community and having accountability. I don't want people just to buy the book, you know, start out hot and then fizzle. So
Yes,
wouldn't
right.
it be nice to do it corporately? So I've got a few of these lined up in the new year, one with my church, which I'm really excited about. We're going all out. We're going to have a certificate of completion, a graduation ceremony, the whole
Nice.
bit. And there will be a fundraiser component to it. So it's technically a forgiveness fundraiser challenge, which is so cool. And
Nice.
then I'll be doing the same with a young lady called Courtney Beck. She's got a company called The Power of Positivity. That is her passion. And we'll be launching a book club 90-day challenge together. And
Nice.
then I'm also part of a private membership group called SOWN. It's the Senior Executive Women's Network here in Connecticut. And we'll be launching one in April. So I'm really excited about this because you'll find out in the book, I'm on a mission. You know, I'm looking to create a forgiveness movement. I said, what would the world be like if millions of people were practicing forgiveness for themselves and others? So this is just one way to kick this thing into higher gear. So I'm excited about that.
That's you're going to be busy.
Oh,
That's a lot.
yes.
That's awesome. I can see you because you just have such a great energy. You're going to just sail right through it. That's amazing. I can really talk to you all day, but I'm going to kind of wrap it up. And I always
Oh,
ask
me too.
this last question that I love asking at the end of an interview. And that's what do you want to be when you grow up?
This is good. Wow. Okay. Well, I'll say this.
Okay.
I actually just got signed to a modeling agency at 50 years old.
Nice.
That happened in July. So, just giving you a perspective that, you know what? I'm just getting started. So, yeah, when will I grow up? I don't know. But I do know that I want to, you know, I do want to die empty. I want to use all the gifts that I've been given, you know? And so for me, I envision myself traveling the world, you know, spreading this message of forgiveness. You know, I am seeing families heal, marriages heal, people heal, stepping into their purpose because they're choosing forgiveness. Work cultures transforming. That's who I want to be in this world before I leave this world, you know, as an agent for change through forgiveness.
That's amazing. And I mean, right, the world is our oyster, I guess. We could it never ends. That's why I like asking this question, because there's so many possibilities that it just keeps going. It keeps us evolving. It's amazing. Thank you so much.
Yes.
I
Thank
love that
you.
to leave this world empty, to give everything that we could, all the love that we could, all the I love that. That's beautiful. Now, how can people reach you, follow you, and kind of keep up with what you're going to be doing for this coming year? Is there well, I'll put all the information in the description for your website and all of that, but what would be the best way to follow you and see what you're up to?
Sure. Yeah, let's stay connected. There is my website, Live Your Best Life for You.
Love it.
Dot com. You can also follow me on social media, LinkedIn at Dion Nichols Germain, on Facebook and on Instagram. You can find me at Dion Nichols. And yeah, otherwise, yeah, just follow me. If you actually do sign up for that toolkit, we can stay connected through my newsletter. But yes, would
Amazing.
love to stay in touch with you. So yeah. Click a button somewhere.
That's great. Thank you so much, Dion. This is amazing. I love talking to you about this because it's so important nowadays. So I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with me this morning. And again, we'll put all the information in the description so that you can stay in touch with Dion as well. And for everybody again listening or watching, don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe. Don't forget to sign up for Dion's newsletter and keep an eye out for all of the upcoming events. And don't forget to get the journal, the book. Amazing. Join me because I'm going to start on in January, starting right fresh. I'm going to give it a try. Just keep practicing. So again, thank you so much. And until next time, stay safe, stay awesome, and we'll talk soon.